The Pebble Mine panel featured some familiar faces. Thomas Collier, the CEO of the Pebble Partnership, joined Sheila Newman of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and former state senator and longtime Pebble opponent Rick Halford for a discussion with moderator Maria Downey of KTUU. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is scheduled to release the draft environmental impact statement for the Pebble project on February 22nd. A public comment period will begin March 1st. The draft EIS will analyze potential detrimental and beneficial effects of the Pebble project and develop alternatives to the proposed mine plan. The final EIS will serve as a tool for federal agencies as they decide whether or not to permit the copper, gold, and molybdenum mine in Bristol Bay. Downey explained that the panel aimed to help the audience formulate more effective comments on the draft EIS.
Because an informed Alaskan is a better decision maker.
Representing opposition to the mine, Halford raised several concerns. Among them, he believes the tailings pit lake that would form in the excavated area of the deposit after mining operations are complete would pose a grave risk to Bristol Bay's water quality.
It's got arsenic, cadmium, all the things that were left on the pit walls are now poisoning the water. So it's a lake of poison that backfeeds all the drainages that it drew out of, and those are undefined. The environmental baseline data talks about the geology of the area and how porous it is, how there's exchange between groundwater and surface water.
Halford is skeptical that the proposed mine is economically viable and thinks it's likely that, if permitted, Pebble will later attempt to expand the operation. Halford also asked the Army Corps to consider lengthening the public comment period to at least 6 months. Pebble CEO Tom Collier emphasized that environmental safety is a top priority for Pebble.
When we talk about connectivity of water, we've spent $150 million understanding the hydrology of this area. We know it well, and we know it very carefully. And we are confident that the hydrology of the area will not allow any impact on Upper Tularuk Creek. Notwithstanding the fact that there is a hydrological connection there at one point.
He pointed out that the proposed mine is smaller than initially planned and that if Pebble were to expand the project, it would need to go through an additional permitting process. Sheila Newman is the Regulatory Division Deputy Chief with the Army Corps Alaska District. She encouraged people who want to comment on the draft EIS to familiarize themselves with the Corps website for the Pebble EIS process.
All of the information here is everything that we, the Corps of Engineers, has looked at in the review of this draft environmental impact statement. So if we've received it and used it in the review, it's already on that site and has been for months and months and months. The applicant's permit application has been on that website for over a year for folks to take a look at it.
During the 90-day comment period, people will be able to submit comments online, by mail or in person at meetings that the Army Corps plans to hold. The agency estimates it will release the final EIS in early 2020. With help from Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman, I'm Avery Lill in Dillingham.